This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China today is providing what it must find unsettling news. 16 new coronavirus cases in its far western Xinjiang region. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained COVID-19 in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur area have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving Urumqi. The worldwide pandemic numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless move upward. The Johns Hopkins University case count stands at 14.1 million, with some 603,000 deaths. Major global hotspots, the United States, India, and Brazil. Brazil is second in the world with more than 2 million COVID cases and almost 78,000 fatalities. India is next with more than 1 million COVID infections and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. Experts say they fear the real numbers are much higher. We'll get to the U.S. figures in a moment. Australia got some good news today, 50% fewer daily virus cases in Victoria state, from yesterday's record high of 428 down to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he is cautioning people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a six-week lockdown. Being bored, he says, is better than being in intensive care. Meanwhile, the state of New South Wales has implemented restrictions that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Australia has recorded 11,441 COVID cases. The newest have been centered in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. Because of the pandemic, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has asked for a cancellation of next month's scheduled two-week session of the Australian Parliament. Morrison's chief health officer said there were too many risks involved, given the fresh COVID cases in the country. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. This is VOA News. The pandemic picture here in the United States remains dreadful. 3.6 million infections and close to 140,000 fatalities. The major trouble spots are in the South and West, with California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida hit the hardest. The death tolls, 15,000 in Texas, 7,600 in California, 4,800 in Florida, and close to 3,000 in Arizona. Once again on Friday, COVID cases in the U.S. rose by more than 70,000, though that number was down by 7,000 from a day earlier. Deaths rose by at least 912. The fourth day in a row, fatalities have been up by over 900. U.S. military medical personnel have been sent into California and Texas to help in hospitals trying to cope with a flood of COVID patients. Both states have been reporting 10,000 new cases a day and more. Among the pressing questions these days is how the continuing spike in COVID numbers will affect President Donald Trump's demand that American public schools fully reopen. At the moment, the chances for that seem remote. U.S. House Democrats are criticizing the White House for blocking the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying at a public hearing on safely reopening schools. Democrats said they invited CDC Director Robert Redfield to testify next Thursday, but the administration said no. Texas has become the latest state to say it'll keep its schools closed well into the fall. That'll involve 5 million children. Under the Texas guidelines, the first 8 weeks of the school year will be limited to online studies. In Chicago, the third largest American school district, under a tentative plan, children will be in their classrooms just 2 days a week and spend 3 days in distance learning. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds says she intends to order school districts to keep their students in the classroom at least half the time. That is, Iowa's union teachers upset. The 7-day rolling average of deaths in the U.S. is on the rise, and there are disturbing signs, especially in the Sun Belt, that it's getting harder for healthcare workers to effectively respond. In South Carolina, nurses and other hospital personnel are said to be falling ill with a community spread of COVID. There are worries that will become commonplace. John Lewis, a pioneer of the U.S. civil rights movement and longtime member of Congress, has died. In December, Lewis announced he had advanced pancreatic cancer. Former President Barack Obama said in a statement, "Through the decades, John Lewis gave all of himself to the cause of freedom and justice and inspired generations that followed to try to live up to his example." John Lewis was 80 years old. Presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden says he's getting official U.S. intelligence briefings now and has been told Russia is continuing its efforts to meddle in November's U.S. election. Biden warned if Russia persisted in its efforts, there would be a real price to pay if he defeats Donald Trump at the polls. Intelligence briefings are normal for major party presidential nominees. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. This is VOA News.